Hello, slave, and welcome. I am glad you have chosen to become my key-held slave. Often, after one of my personal slaves has displeased me, or if I'm planning a trip out of town, I put the slave in a chastity cage. I love these metal cages. They completely enclose the cock and balls of my slave. Then I get to put a small padlock on it to prevent my slave from removing it. I can't describe the extreme joy I get when locking a slave into his chastity device, knowing he can't play with himself or even get hard without discomfort. Arriving home after 10 days in Belize, I always find a slave waiting, ready to do anything I want, just so he can be let out of the cage. It was after I returned from my last trip and let out slave P that I considered providing a similar experience to my hypno-slaves. This, and the subsequent recordings, will bring the experience of me key-holding you right into your world. So make yourself ready, be clean, and yes, I want you naked, and on your bed, or in a comfortable chair. Now, in my introduction, I told you to purchase a piece of black ribbon, and you must have this ribbon before you continue. Now, my key slave, take the ribbon, and wrap it around your balls and over your cock. Make sure the ribbon is at the base of your cock, and then tie the ends together. You should now have the ribbon tied nicely around your cock and balls. I do hope you are not already too hard with anticipation. A flaccid cock will grow and expand, causing the ribbon to bite into your flesh and creating a wonderful sensation. Now, slave, lay back onto your bed or into the chair. Place your blindfold on if you have one. And remember, relax. That's right. Lay back and relax. Let all thoughts escape from your mind. Listen to my voice and relax. The key to any hypnosis is listening to the hypnotist. The sign of a good slave is listening to their mistress. You want to be a good slave, don't you?
Yes,
you do. I know you are my perfect hypno-slave. Now it's time to begin your training. Your training to become my chastity slave. Close your eyes. Let your eyelids rest gently on your cheeks. Don't force them closed. Just let your eyelids rest. And your eyes close. Take a deep breath and hold it. Now release. Take a deep breath and hold it. Now release, letting all your thoughts go. Take a deep breath. Only this time, when you exhale, let all your thoughts escape your mind. Breathe in. Hold. Hold it. Release and go blank. Good. Relax, my slave. Relax and listen to Mistress. Relax and obey. While you have your eyes closed like that, I wonder if you are able to see in your mind's eye, as if looking on the inside of your eyelids, perhaps. A line of 8 cells, all showing the number 0. They might look like LEDs, or perhaps like an LCD display on a screen. Or maybe they are just like those old-fashioned mechanical digits they used to have before the electronic ones were around. And however you think of them, or even if you are just remembering something, something that you've seen just like that, then that's exactly the way for you to think of them. And as you imagine that line of 8 cells, you realize that the one on the extreme right is actually cycling quite slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. And you wonder if it will go all the way to 9. Or if it will go back to 0 after some other number. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And you find a sort of quiet satisfaction. Satisfaction as it reaches 0. Before it starts cycling around again. And then you can see that the cell at the other end of the line, the one on the left, is now showing the number 1. And the first one is cycling a bit faster this time. You know, of course, that it will go all the way to 9, then back to 0. And as it does, you instinctively look towards the one on the extreme left, which now shows a 0 again. And this puzzles you at first, especially as you realize that the second one in from the right is now showing the number 1. And the one on the very end of the right is now beginning to cycle faster still, though you can still make out the numbers as they change. And as it gets to 0, you look quickly to the one on the extreme left, and that is now showing the number 1 again. And the second one in from the right is now showing the number 2. And it begins to make some sort of sense to you as you watch the numbers on the extreme right cycling even faster now. So fast that you cannot really make them out very clearly, except that you notice that it pauses. Pauses just momentarily whenever it gets to 0. And just as expected, the one on the extreme left is now showing a 0 once more, while the second one in from the right is showing the number 3. And you find yourself wondering what will happen when that one reaches 0 again. And each time you see that zero on the first one you looked at, you realize that the one at the other end flips to either a one or a zero, depending on where it was just before. It's almost as if that one is just a marker digit of some sort. And as it flips, so the number on the second one in from the right changes upwards. 4, 5, and then 0 again. This surprises you, and you glance quickly at the one on the extreme left, which is also showing 0. But now, the second one in from the left has started to cycle and is showing the number 1. And now the numbers on the first one are cycling so quickly, they are just a blur. Except for that momentary pause on 0. When the one on the extreme left switches to either a 0 or a 1, and the second one in from the left is now starting to cycle more quickly. 2, 3, 4, 5, 0. And the one next to that, on the right side of that one, now shows the number 2, while the one on the extreme left, the marker digit, is showing a 1. And the third one in from the left is showing a 3. And you wonder if that 1 will go to 5 before recycling, or if it will go to 9, like the one on the extreme right that is now cycling so fast that even the pause on 0 is no longer visible. Now the one that is third in from the right starts to cycle, and is already showing the number 2. Even though you hadn't seen the number 1 on that one. And the next thing you notice is that it suddenly changes to a 4. Then a 6. And now all the cells are cycling. Some of them even seeming to go backwards. And as you try to make sense of it all, you realize that somehow the control system has become completely jumbled, and the only one that you can rely on is that marker digit. The one on the extreme left. 1, 0, 1, 0. You find a kind of lazy comfort in just allowing the others to race through their crazy cycle of numbers. Vaguely aware that some go through 9 to 0. Others go through 5 to 0. And some seem to follow a different cycle altogether. Except that marker digit following its 0. 1, 0, 1, cycle. That is somehow so comforting. And you realize that the reason it is so comforting is its predictability, its stability, just as you recognize that fact. You notice that the whole line of cells seems to have suddenly sorted itself out and is running more slowly now and in perfect order. Each one going to 9, then 0. While the one next to it increases by 1, all the way along the line, except for that marker digit, 1, 0, 1, 0. Though you have no idea what it is actually marking. And in almost the same instant, you realize that you simply couldn't care less. The marker slows down until it is just idling slowly. 1, 0, 1, 0. And your mind is becoming so quiet, still and calm. Just idling slowly like that marker digit. Just keeping pace with the beating of your heart and the rhythms of your body. The throbbing of your blood as it pulses through you. As you lie there, calm and deep. I wonder how much deeper you will be able to go from here. Because the deeper you can go, the more you can begin to use the amazing power of that subconscious mind of yours. Because that part of the mind is so fast. Yes. So fast, by the time we know we're thinking a thought, we have already thought it, and even started to do something with it. So if we want to truly be in charge of the way our mind works, we need to get all the way down to where thoughts are actually formed. All the way down to where our ideas spring from. And the further down we can go, the more beneficial changes we can make. It's sometimes hard to know where the mind and brain join, if they ever do. Hard to fathom out whether our brain thinks a thought that our mind translates and makes sense of, or if everything is just in the mind, just thoughts, so that the brain acts upon the things we think to put them into action. Because every action starts with a thought, no matter what it is, it all starts with a thought. And, of course, you might believe that the mind is nothing more than the sum total of all our experiences. Everything we have encountered in life. Or you might have a feeling that there is something much more abstract than that. A feeling that our sense of awareness cannot really be properly explained. And however it seems to you is exactly right for you. And it's actually quite easy to make changes to these deepest processes of thinking. Those processes that make it difficult for us to do things we want to do. We just have to find a way to get down into the part of the mind where those lightning fast thoughts and ideas work. And when we get right the way down into that part of the mind, then we can create the seeds of new and better thoughts. Thoughts that will help you to achieve all the things that you want to achieve. And now I want you to do a very clever and very special trick in your mind or in your brain. Whatever seems best to you. Just a trick of the imagination where you have become smaller and smaller. So small that you can begin to observe your mind and brain actually working. And you might already know that there are nerve paths that carry information around your mind and brain called neurons. And each neuron is part of an amazing network of neurons that govern everything you do and everything you cannot do. Just imagine that network of neurons carrying electrical pulses of information for every split second of every day of your life. And the amazing thing is that everything in your mind is connected to everything else. So that when you think of something, that thought is instantly compared with everything else that you know and have ever known. And because you can imagine this so easily, you can imagine following one of those neurons all the way to the core. The part where everything is faster than the conscious mind. And when you have followed that neuron all the way to the core like that, we can plant the seeds of ideas and concepts that are beneficial to you and to your well-being. You're in the slower part of those processes at first, which is actually the last part of the network, where reflexes and instincts have already fired and decisions have already been put into action. And as you track back along that neuron, you come to a kind of junction, a connection point of hundreds of other neurons. You study it for a moment or two, then observe the direction of those pulses of information, and you quickly follow that path. And as you do so, you notice a feeling of somehow already going deeper into your mind. Excitedly, you track back further to find another junction. And this time you seem to know instinctively which path to take. Then another, and another, moving so fast. You realize that you have now almost become one of those pulses of information, twisting this way and that, like lightning, navigating your way through this neural network with perfect accuracy, traveling even faster than the flashes of thoughts that race by you. Soon you realize that you are in the very core of your thoughts, in the part of the mind that knows everything about you, the things you like, the things you don't like, all the things you can do and the things you can't do, the place where every secret is kept. Secrets about special things that are yours and yours alone. You are in the part of your thoughts where the real you is, the uninhibited and totally natural part of you that makes decisions based on everything else that is in this place. And you realize that this is the place where you can add ideas and seeds of ideas, concepts that will be taken into account in your life, things that will allow you to make changes that are so profound, so perfect, that it will seem as if everything was always this way. Now, as I, Mistress Carol, talk with your mind. Yes, I am talking to your mind. I am giving you instructions, giving you commands that you must obey. My words are sinking into your brain. My commands directly into your brain. Listen to my words. Listen to my commands. And obey. As you fall deep and deeper into trance, listen to my commands. Feel my voice deep inside you. I am speaking to your mind. Your mind controls your body. I am speaking to your body. I am controlling your body. I am controlling you. Mistress Carol controls you. You will obey.
You must obey Mistress Carol. You will obey me.
Feel the ribbon. Yes, the ribbon. The ribbon around your cock. Feel the tight ribbon on your cock and balls. This ribbon is getting tighter. Feel as it bites into your balls. This is a chastity ribbon. Listen to my sexy voice. My sexy, sultry, commanding voice. Listen to me and let your cock grow. Imagine me standing over you. Yes, right there, over you. Looking down at your naked body. As I stand here looking at you, smiling. As I see your cock growing. I can see the ribbon tightening on your cock. Here I stand in my thigh-high leather boots, my dark hair and dark eyes, my luscious deep red lips. Standing here watching your cock grow. Grow even bigger as I speak to your brain. Look at your cock grow. Feel your cock grow as I watch. My breasts pushing tightly against my corset. My soft breasts against my leather corset. Grow cock, grow. Listen to me control you. Listen as I control your body. Grow cock, grow. Look at your cock. Feel the ribbon tighten against you. Can you feel the ribbon? Can you feel it tight against your balls? Good slave. You are my perfect submissive slave. You obey your mistress. Listen to me, slave. As I speak to your subconscious, this ribbon is my chastity device. The tightness you feel as this ribbon bites into your flesh. The tightness you feel is my chastity. Remember deep in your subconscious. Remember this feeling. Remember this tightness. Remember, this is my chastity device. Anytime you feel a ribbon biting into your flesh, yes. Anytime you feel the ribbon against your flesh, you are under my chastity control. The ribbon touching your flesh represents my control. You are under my control. Feel the ribbon against your cock. Remember the feeling of the ribbon. You are my perfect hypnoslave. You are my perfect submissive slave. Now, you are my perfect chastity slave. Listen to my voice. Listen and obey. All deeper, deeper under my control. Obey. Deeper, deeper into my control. I want you to listen and remember these words. Listen to my voice and remember the feeling. Feel the ribbon against your cock. Remember, any time you feel the ribbon against your flesh, any time you feel ribbon on your skin, remember when you feel the ribbon. You cannot touch yourself. Listen, slave. When you feel the ribbon, you cannot masturbate. No touching, even with a hard cock. No touching, no masturbating. Feel the tightness of the ribbon and remember, ribbon means no masturbating. That's right, slave. Only I can give you permission. Only I have the control. Only Mistress Carol can allow you to masturbate. Every time you feel the ribbon, no touching yourself. Do you understand, slave? Ribbon against your skin means no masturbation. It doesn't matter if the ribbon is around your wrist. It doesn't matter if the ribbon is around your ankle. Ribbon means no touching. Ribbon means no coming. Only I can give you permission to come. Listen. Listen closely. Listen. And obey. Fall deep for me. Fall deep into trance. And obey. Falling deeper. 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 In a moment, I am going to bring you out of your trance. I am going to bring you back. I am going to give control of your body back to you. Well, some control of your body. When you come out of trance, when you wake, you will remember. Remember the feel of the ribbon. Remember the feel of the ribbon and know your chastity.
Your chastity belongs to
when you wake. Your chastity is controlled by me.
I control you, slave.
Mistress Carol controls your chastity.
Yes. You belong to me now. Your chastity is mine.
I am now going to wake you. When I count to five, you will be wide awake. Listen. One. Coming up slowly. Coming up from your deep. Deep trance. Two. Becoming more awake. Feeling returns to your body. Three. Feeling returning to your toes. Feeling returning to your fingers. Four. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Now waking up. Cock shrinking. Five. Wide awake. Fully refreshed. Wide awake with a limp cock. Welcome back, slave. I hope you enjoyed me controlling you. You still have a ribbon on your cock. Yes, the black ribbon wrapped around that soft cock of yours. I am glad that you have chosen to be my chastity slave. I take my key holding very seriously. When you have fully recovered, I want you to take the ribbon off your cock. Do not leave the ribbon tied around your cock. Instead, I want you to wrap the ribbon around your wrist or ankle. That's right, slave. Wrap it around your ankle or your wrist. But it will stay in place until I allow otherwise. After you have listened to this recording at least 10 times, you can send me an email. In the email, write a short description of your experience. Also, I want you to beg to be allowed out of the chastity. When I am satisfied, I will send you a second hypnosis recording and a new piece of ribbon by mail. This means that the ribbon you have must be left on until you receive your new piece of ribbon from me. Well, now that I'm nice and wet, I think I will go and use a slave to pleasure myself. Who will the lucky slave be tonight? Definitely not Slave P. He is in steel chastity for at least 20 days. I look forward to reading your comments, slave. And welcome to my chastity world.